Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear viewers, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, I would like to speak about the virtues of the sacred city, البلد الأمين, مكة. And definitely, it is not enough to cover that in one or two episodes or even in the entire series, but we'll do our best, inshallah, to mention some of the most important references in this regard. No doubt that Allah the Almighty have honored the city of Mecca more than any other place on earth, to the point that Allah the Almighty took an oath to it. He swore to Al-Balad Al-Amin. In Surah Az-Zaytun, he said, وهذا البلد الأمين, I swear to the sacred city. And also in Surah Al-Balad, he said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد, which means I swear to the city of Mecca. In Surah Al-Imran, the third chapter of the Quran, Allah the Almighty confirmed that on the entire earth, He chose Mecca to put on it the very fittest place of worship for him. So he said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And according to this ayah, it is not only that Mecca that has the very first house or place of worship to be put on earth, but furthermore, it is full of blessings and full of guidance for the entire world and for everything that exists. So Mecca is a source of guidance, is a source of light. And the entire place, not only Al-Masjid Al-Haram, is blessed. Mubarakan wa hudan lil'alameen. Abu Dhar Al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, said, once I asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, about the first masjid that was built on earth. He said, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, which means a sacred masjid in Mecca. Then I asked him, and what is next? He said, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, which means the farthest mosque. It was called Aqsa because it was far away from Al-Masjid Al-Haram. It used to take them a whole month to cover one way, to travel from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca to the farthest mosque in Jerusalem. He said, and how many years in between? He said, 40 years. It was built by Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him. This is as far as Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah the Almighty appointed Mecca as haram, sanctuary, sacred city. It is not permissible to injure, to shed blood, or to kill any person in Mecca. It is not even permissible to remove trees or to break their branches. It is not permissible to frighten the birds or to hunt the game. And when it comes to lost items, it is not permissible to pick them up unless if you're only picking them up in order to announce them so that people who lost them can come and claim them. But it is not permissible to claim them for yourself. The hadith is collected by both Imam Bukhari and Muslim. And in the other hadith, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن مكة حرمها الله ولم يحرمها الناس. يعني what made Mecca sacred was not people, it was rather Allah the Almighty. Then he said, it is not permissible for for a person who believes in Allah and in the last day to shed any blood in it, or to remove any bushes, or to break any trees in the entire city of Mecca. And it is not permissible to hunt or chase the game in Mecca. وَلَا يَلْتَقِطُ لُقَطَطَهُ إِلَّا مَنْ عَرَّفَهَا. So the Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, Allah's messenger declared the following: Allah has made this town a sanctuary. Its thorny bushes should not be cut, its game should not be chased, and its fallen things should not be picked up except by one who would announce it publicly. Among the virtues of Mecca, brothers and sisters, what was narrated in the sound hadith, Hadith Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, a single prayer that you may offer in my masjid, in al-masjid al-nabawi, in the prophetic masjid, is better than 1,000 prayer anywhere else except in al-masjid al-haram in Mecca. Because offering a single prayer, let it be fard, let it be nafl, let it be any time, it is indeed better than 100,000 prayers that you may offer anywhere else. وَصَلَاةٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ 100,000 صَلَاةٍ. According to the Quranic references and the sound ahadith, Al-Masjid al-Haram does not only refer to the Kaaba or the small area surrounding the Kaaba or the walls that surrounding Al-Masjid. Rather, it refers to the entire city of Mecca, to the entire Haram. So the privilege and the magnitude reward for offering the prayers, not only inside al-haram of the Kaaba, but in the entire haram. That is because Allah Almighty stated once in Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And by that he was referring to the entire haram of Mecca, not only the Kaaba, because people do not reside in the Kaaba. And in fact, in Surah Al-Isra, in the very first ayah, Allah Almighty said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. So in this ayah, Allah glorifies himself. Glory be to the one who have taken his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a night journey from where to where? Min al-masjid al-haram. From al-masjid al-haram. What is al-masjid al-haram? Al-masjid al-haram, in order to know it, you better ask, where was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of the journey of al-Isra and al-Mi'raj? He was asleep. He was lying down in the house of Ummu Hani', and that was not attached to the Kaaba. And according to this ayah, brothers and sisters, the entire Mecca is haram. And the virtues of praying anywhere applies to the virtues of praying in Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Not only that, brothers and sisters, besides multiplying the reward for offering the prayers there, or staying in Mecca, or offering any good deed, on the contrary, whosoever intends or about to do a bad thing in the haram, Allah the Almighty warned him and threatened him with a very painful torment. In Surah Al-Hajj, chapter number 22, verse number 25, Allah the Almighty stated, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. While the word yurid means, and whoever wants to, whoever intends, whoever is about to do any injustice, any hurt or harm, he called it even ilhad, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We shall make him taste a very painful torment. Why? For simply intending, for mere planning to do a bad thing in the haram. Mecca is also known as Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns. It is the greatest city. In Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 7, Allah the Almighty said, لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. In order to warn the people of Umm al-Qura. Umm al-Qura is Mecca, the mother of all cities, the greatest city ever. And by the way, one of the greatest universities ever with regards to teaching Islamic studies is named after this name, Jami'atu Umm al-Qura in Mecca. So it is the mother of all cities, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and as it is stated in Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 7. It is enough to know that all the believers throughout the world, whenever they gotta offer the prayer, they face Mecca, they face the Haram. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 150, the second chapter of the Quran, Allah the Almighty stated, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And wheresoever you may be at, face al-Masjid al-Haram. Those who are in Mecca and they have an access to see the Kaaba, like those who are praying inside the Masjid, they must face by their bodies the building of the Kaaba. Those who are outside the Masjid and they cannot lay their eyes on the Kaaba, it will be sufficient to face the Haram, the Masjid. And those who are outside Mecca, it will be sufficient to face Mecca in their Qibla in order to offer the prayer, in every single prayer. Usama ibn Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated in the sound hadith which is collected by both great Imams Bukhari and Muslim, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja min al-bayti, يعني when he visited al-Kaaba and he entered it, he got out of it, وَرَكَعَ فِي قُبُلِ الْبَيْتِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. He prayed facing the Kaaba two rak'ahs and he said, that is the Qibla indeed. Add to that, Allah the Almighty declared Mecca as a sacred city. In Surah Al-Imran, verse number 97, third chapter of the Quran, Allah the Almighty said, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And whosoever enters al-Masjid al-Haram shall be safe and secure. And he reminded the Meccans with his favor upon them that he made Mecca a haram while people have been attacked and snatched from every direction but the dwellers of Mecca even before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commissioned with the prophethood have felt safe. So he said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. Had they not seen that how we made Mecca for them haram, sanctuary, amin, safe and secure, while people have been snatched from every direction outside Mecca because they used to attack each other, but in Mecca it was declared a sacred city. Last but not the least, for the sake of time, brothers and sisters, remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the sound hadith, من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. It is a city which all the believers must visit in order to gain this wonderful and noble honor that they cannot gain somewhere else, which is forgiving all your sins and returning after this visit as pure as the same day that you were born, which is the city of Mecca. Whoever performs Hajj and avoids all kind of sins, then he shall return home as pure as the same day he or she were born. Brothers and sisters, to be continued with some more in this blessed series. Until next time, I leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham
trusted by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.